Okay.
So we'll start Parshas yesterday. So in Parshas yesterday, besides the fact that Klai Yisrael got Aseres HaDibros, it's also, besides for the Torah, Rashi says, B'Shem Yipsad Yigayin, that in Aseres HaDibros, these are the klalim for Tayag Mitzvahs, but also the methodology of how to approach Torah was given at Har Sinai. So I want to say over today something from the Beis HaLevi, very beautiful Beis HaLevi. I never said it before in the Shir. So, there's a medrash. The medrash is like this. We'll start a little bit backwards from the Beis HaLevi. The medrash says, okay, how big were the luchis? How wide were the luchis? We know from the Gemara Bava Basra, the luchis were 6 tefachim wide. So the medrash says, why 6 tefachim? Well, Moshe has 2 tefachim, so tefach and a tefach, that's 2. Mm-hmm. 2 tefachim for Hashem, that's 4. And 2 tefachim of revach between them. It's like you picture 6 tefachim the luchis, Moshe Rabbeinu holding one edge with his 2 tefachim, Hashem holding the other edge, and in the middle, between both of them, they able to carry the middle of the luchos without anyone holding it. Right. That's what it seems like. It's a very shver medrash. Hashem is not holding onto the luchos. Hashem's hand is not a tefach. Okay, so it must be saying something completely different than something totally. Okay, so I want to say over something about this. All right. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Alisa Marim, you went up to Shemayim, Shavisa Shevi, Okachta Matonis Ba'adam, Va'af Sarim Lishkein Ka Elikim. It's very hard to know exactly what's even a Pashup Shalat pasuk. If you look at the Mefarshi HaMikra, it's talking about Klai Yisrael when they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Davar Melech is saying, Alisa Marim, you Kaviocha left the Beis HaMikdash, you went back up to Shemayim. Shavisa Shevi, and you took captives, and Klai Yisrael went to Golus. Kachta Matones, and any spiritual mindless that Klai Yisrael had, you took back. And who moved back into Eretz Yisrael? Who's in Eretz Yisrael now? Who's living in the Makam of Migdash Degayim? And the Gayim are saying, we're now taking over the Makam of Shechina. Va'af Sirim, Sirim are those, the rebellers, the wicked people. Lishkein Ka Elikim. That's the Pashup Shot. But we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, Handav Peites, and the Diffim Midrashim, that this pasuk is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shemayim to get the Torah.
40 days.
Yeah, the Medrash says that Elisa Lamarim is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, and he lokaches matonis from the Adam. Chazal say that they debated Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu won the debate, and every Malach gave him a gift, and even the Malach Hamavis gave him the gift of Ketoris. Okay, so on and so forth. But if this pasuk is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you understand the reading of the pasuk? Alisa Lamarim, you went up to Shemayim, Shavisa Shevi, you took captives, Lokachas Matonis Be'adam, Va'af Sirim Lishkin Kalikim. What in the world does the end of the pasuk mean? If you learn the pasuk of Pshuta, he's talking about Klai Yisrael going to Galus, the way you learn the end of the pasuk is, Va'af Sirim Lishkin Kalikim, and now the Goyim think they're the ones living in Hashem's palace. Va'af Sirim, even the Goyim now, they think they're the ones living Lishkin Kalikim, Lishkin where Hashem lives. But if you learn that the pasuk is going on Moshe Rabbeinu, how does the end of the pasuk refer at all to the beginning of the pasuk? Alisa Lamarim, you went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, and now the Sirim are Lishkein Ka Elikim. The pasuk literally does not make sense according to the drash, and that needs to be explained. Furthermore, if you take a look at the pasuk, there's a difficulty in the lashonis of the pasuk. If you take a look, it talks about Shavisa Shevi. Those are generally spoils of the war. Lakachas Matanis. So Beis HaLevi asks that those three languages are at odds with each other. When you're talking about spoils of the war, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah, it's called the Shevi. He took, Chazal understood, he got the Torah, that's called Shavisa Shevi. So that means that it should, when you take spoils of the war, it's something I do unilaterally. Even though you don't want me to take it, I take it without your permission. I take it without your consent, without your will. That's what spoils of the war mean. The end of the puzzle says matonis. Matonis is pumfakert. Matonis is when the owner gives it to me willingly. It's the exact opposite. It's almost oxymoronic to say in one sentence, shavisa shavi and matonis. Shavi is when I'm doing it against your will out of hate, even though you don't want to give it up. I take it from you without. And matonis, you give it to me. That's one question. Another question is, generally in the Torah, when you talk about kicha, let's say marriage, the Chazal Masech to Kedushin say, where do you know marriage? You learn a kicha is different. Kicha means a transaction. So we have three languages here. Shavisa Shevi, That's against your will totally. Lakachas is when it's bilateral, when we're both, and the maton is the other extreme when you give it. So what are these three things? That's what the Beis HaLevi wants to know. So Beis HaLevi says a very beautiful idea, and he fits it into the psukim. Unbelievable. So he says like this. There are three madrigas in how to the approach of Torah. Okay, so he starts off with quoting the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah is in Davar. It says like this: V'yom Rabbi Yisak, Im yoyimu l'chadim yegati. If a person says, "I toiled in Torah," v'loy matzasi al tamen. There's a rule in Torah. There's a haftacha in Torah that if a person toils very hard in Torah, he will find some truth in Torah. Doesn't mean he'll. There are plenty of questions that the Rishonim ask. Even in the Gemara, there are plenty of questions the Gemara asks. Gemara says, Kasha. There are questions in Rishonim, Vim Taimar, no Yesh Leimar. And Rabbi Kiva, you're a Tzar King Gadol. Doesn't mean you'll have an answer for everything. But if you toil in Torah, you will be successful in it. This is different than any other discipline. There's a Haftacha in Torah that if someone toils hard in Torah, he will find success in Torah. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. That's step number one. Now, the Beis HaLevi says, that's true even if you're undeserving. We know this week's parashat says, Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, they came to Midbar Sinai. Chazal say, why was the Torah given to a Midbar? It's Hefker Lakoyel. That the Beis HaLevi understands it to mean, whether you're deserving or not. If a person learns Torah and he toils in it, whether he's a man that has good character, or if he's learning Shelo Lishma, if a person sets his mind to toil in Torah, Yagati, any time a person toils in Torah, he will find success in Torah. So that's the first level. And the second level is, but the Gemara adds, that Hani Mili B'Divrei Torah, the Gemara says this, that there's a rule, Yigati Matsasi, Yigati V'Loi Matsasi Altamin, that's only in Torah. But for business, it's always Yati D'Shmaya, and then the Gemara adds, and even in Torah, Loya Marin Elelechadude. In other words, to have success in the pilpul of the Torah, you need Yigia. And if you are toiling, it's a rule. It's a proof. You could prove from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yogati v'loy matzasi al tamen. If it means that I have to be of a certain sterling character or I have to learn Lishma, then you can't say al tamen. It could be, we believe you, just you don't have good character. It must be the Yogati v'loy matzasi al tamen because there's a haftacha in Limud HaTorah that any time you toil in Torah, you will find success. That's level number one. Level number two is, but the Gemara says that's only l'chadude, to understand the pilpul of the Torah. The word chadude means to understand the sharp, or the details of the sugya. Avalo ukmi girsa, Rashi says, shaloi tishtakach mimenu, that you should remember it, and the Beis HaLevi adds, it also includes getting to the bottom of alibe de hilchasa, coming out with the proper halacha with all the details, that you need siyata d'shmaya. Okay, so again, the first level is any person, again, no matter what his character is, no matter if he's learning for ulterior motives, if a person approaches the Torah and wants to toil in Torah, he will find success. But that's only for the basic pilpul of Torah. Lo'uk megir, so that you should never forget it, or to get to the bottom of the halacha, that you need siyata d'shmaya. That's the second level. That you need to be on a certain level. You have to learn Torah l'shma. You have to have Maisim Taivim. You need special assistance from Hashem. And Hashem doesn't give assistance to anybody. So that's the second level. Then the third level is a Mishnah in Masechta Avos. The Mishnah says, Ramei Oimer Kol Oisi B'Torah L'Shma, Zaychaba L'Dvarim Harbe. Okay, so anyone who learns Torah L'Shma.
The second level, what do you have to do?
The first level is the toil. The second level is, Lu'uk Me Gir Sisiat L'Shma. You need divine assistance. Okay. You have to have Maisim Taivim. You have to learn L'Shma. Then the third level is, if you continuously learn on this level, then you become a Mayan Hamizgaber. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it without your toy, without, that's Matana. So those are three. Exactly. So the first one is a Shevi. What does Shevi mean? I take from you whether you want me to give it to you or not. Whether I'm on a good character level or not, or whether I'm learning Lishma or not, that's Shevi. The last level is the second level. The next level is now you want to be look me gear, so then I will put my toil in and Hashem will give back to me to siyata d'shmaya. That's like a mekel chumemkar, where it's bilateral. It's a relationship that I put in and you give back. The third level is where if you keep on doing this, you zoich l'dvarim harbe, even without as much, even it's not commiserate. It's not in proportion to the amount of toil you put in, Hashem gives you matanis that you didn't even toil for. Those are the three levels. The first level, the Beis Halevi says, very nice. We say, and we're going to say tomorrow night, Batach Balev Bala V'shola Layechzar. What does it mean? So the husband is referring to the Tam Chacham, and the wife over here is referring to the Torah. There's a Haftacha. This is the first level. Any time you toil in Torah, there's a Haftacha, you will find success. Batach Balev Bala, the husband, the Tam Chacham, who toils in Torah, is confident that he's always going to find success if he puts work into it. V'shalol lo yechzar. No matter what level he's on, he will always take, be able to take the shalol Torah. So now we can understand the Beis Halevi says, what's that last chazal mean? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu got the luchis with six trochim. There's two trochim for Moshe, two trochim for Hashem, and two trochim in the middle, which means between both of them. So the two, Moshe, the first level is Moshe's holding it. That holding it is our toil. The second level is both of us are holding it. Neither of us are there. It's being supported by both of us. That's the Lekicha. And then the last level, Kavyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us not in proportion to the toil that we did. It's a Matana Teva that Hashem gives to us if we're Zaycha.
Amazing.
Yeah. Everyone should have a Gevaldige Shabbos.